From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. The Owyhee Motorcycle Club has been around since 1935, helping to develop the sport of off-road motorcycle racing here in Idaho. And since 1946, riders have trained and competed on a track in the Boise Foothills. Yes, you heard that right. The Boise Foothills. Providing 80 acres of land for pro racers and up-and-comers alike. Well, now that club has been listed on the National Register of Historic Places, the first one to do so in the United States. Joining us now to talk about the significance of the listing are Michelle Webb, Advertising Sponsorship Coordinator for the Owyhee Motorcycle Club, and Dan Everhart, the Outreach Historian for the Idaho State Historic Preservation Office. Thank you both for coming on the program.
Thank you for having us.
So, Michelle, tell us about the club, because this is an all-volunteer operation, right?
Yes, it is. Since the very beginning, the club has always been a nonprofit and run by volunteers and a membership-based club. So we value our members. We value those that give their time to the club and for the love of the sport.
And Michelle, how long have you been a member of the club?
My husband and I, we joined the club just in 2019. We used to always go and spectate, particularly the vintage races, which are an amazing event each April. And then we joined the club in the winter of 2019 to build a trials riding park on part of the club grounds.
And Michelle, where exactly is the track in the Boise Foothills?
If you go on Cartwright Road, so if you turn by the church, if you're heading up toward Bogus Basin Road, and you make that left going up Cartwright Road, it's probably a couple of miles down the road, and it's on the right-hand side. You'll just see a sign there that a lot of people have no idea what an amazing facility, a historic facility, is tucked right back there in the foothills.
Now that you mention it, I have driven out there and seen that, but I had no idea that that's exactly what it was, Michelle.
Yeah, it's a really special place, and we're really thankful for Dan and the team at the Idaho State Historic Preservation Office, as well as the National Park Service, for just recognizing the incredible history that is right here in Boise and is really significant to the Pacific Northwest region in this country.
So, Dan, talk about the National Register of Historic Places. I mean, what is the register exactly, and what does it stand for?
Sure. Well, the National Register program is a program administered by the National Park Service nationally and by individual state historic preservation offices across the country. It is the nation's designation of places which are important for architectural or archaeological or historic significance. And it's really an honorific designation, which gives some level of bragging rights, I suppose you could say, to a property. It doesn't come with property restrictions. It's simply a way to acknowledge the unique architectural, archaeological, and historical places across the country.
So, Dan, why did an Idaho motorcycle club get on the list?
Well, you'll have to ask Michelle. I mean, this is a responsibility of, in this case, the property owner came to us and said, you know, we'd really like to see this club and its facility listed in the National Register and honored for its history. We said, well, that sounds great. We've never seen anything like that before. And we didn't know at the time that not only had we not seen a nomination for a motorcycle facility, but nowhere in the country, at least according to our partners at the National Park Service, nowhere else in the country has been listed for its association with motorcycle club or motorcycle facilities of any kind. So it was sort of a unique opportunity, and the club worked together to raise the funds necessary to hire a consulting historian who put together the National Register nomination, and really we were sort of breaking new ground here, and I fully anticipate this nomination will be used by other motorcycle facilities across the country as sort of a, well, they did it in Idaho, so we can do it here kind of thing.
I love that. So, Michelle, a lot of famous folks have ridden on your track, right? So who are some of them?
Yes, some of them are right here in Idaho. Bob Hanna, also known as Hurricane Hanna. There's a very, very big, steep sand hill that was part of the landscape, part of the historic landscape at the club that is nicknamed Hanna's Hill for his mastery in riding down that hill. So Bob Hanna, Brock Glover. So for those who aren't familiar with motorcycle history and racing, these mm-hmm. names may not mean anything, but certainly Google's a click away and you look up some of these folks that will still come out to the track today. Brock Glover is certainly one that has raced at the club. And we have Billy Uhl, who still lives in Idaho, is a Hall of Famer. Torsten Hallman is a Hall of Famer. He started a gear company, Thor, T-H-O-R. Many, many more Hall of Famers and world level. Roger DeCoster, that name will ring a bell for racing fans. He currently works for KTM as their racing team manager. And these are world level, not just national level, but world level racers that have come to Idaho over the decades. And Owyhee Motorcycle Club not only has always been a family-oriented sport and supported families in Idaho, but brought a lot of different types of riding and racing to this region and was really the pivotal piece in that history to bring it to not just to Idaho, but to this region. It's a very mm-hmm. special place.
So, Michelle, in your opinion, why has the Foothills Track been so important to motorcycle racing over these last several decades?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that question one more time?
Why has the Foothills Track been important to motorcycle racing over the last several decades?
One would be its proximity to town. You know, certainly back in the 30s and 40s, as many developed areas here, you look at some of the suburbs were kind of out in the boonies at the time. And this was a place where enthusiasts could go somewhere else and enjoy their sport and ride and race and meet up for events and just for, you know, membership based rides. It's very unique and it's awesome, quite frankly, to have a facility such as this that fosters not just motocross tracks. You know, we've got some trails, we've got tracks for kids can ride on. We have the trials area. To have it so conveniently located, number one, and then the types of events that the club has been able to put on and been able to host over the decades has brought more people into the sport, not just racers, but their families as well as fans. So it's quite unique to have a place that's open to our members where they can go and ride the facility most any time that they want. So that's pretty cool to have that.
And Dan, what does it mean for the club to get on the list of historic places?
Well, I think for the most part, as I said before, it's really about bragging rights. It's kind of exciting that Idaho is home to the first motorcycle facility listed in the National Register of Historic Places across the country. That's pretty exciting. But, you know, I think what it really speaks to is it speaks to the role that historic places play in each of our lives. I think it's easy to just dismiss history and historic places as being something elite or something you visit on rare occasion for a specific purpose. But really, history and historic places plays a role in each of our lives, sometimes on a daily basis. And this sort of democratization of history and historic places is important here to understand that history touches us or we touch history in many places at work and at play, at home. And when we travel, history isn't just an elite concept to sit or put on a shelf. It's history is tangible to each of us. And the Motorcycle Club is certainly pushing the boundaries about what is that tangible and unique and important history.
So Michelle, now that the club is on the list of historic places, are there any limitations to what you can do with the property at this point?
As far as our understanding, and Dan, correct me if I'm wrong, but no, there's no limitations on what we can do. So Dan, that's correct as far as I understand.
Yeah, it's honorific. There's no restriction that go with National Register listings, but it does open the opportunity to certain funding opportunities, grants, and other funds that may be available to National Register listed places that aren't available to other similar places which are not officially listed.
So, Michelle, what's the rest of the club think about this this accolade?
This is hands down one of the proudest moments in this club's history. When we got the announcement, and Dan and his team can attest to this, there was so much excitement and so much push and enthusiasm to get this listing, because the club a couple of years ago was recognized by the American Motorcyclist Association as a historic chartered club. And that sort of sparked in us that there is something to this history. And this club brings grown men to tears. It really does. The families, when they just think about the memories that they have made here and what it has brought to their lives and still does, that when the announcement was made from Dan and his team that we made the historic listing, it was just unbelievable. The pride that they have in the club.
And Dan, what was it like for you to be able to tell the club that they had gotten this?
Well, it's always exciting to tell a property owner that they've been listed in the National Register. You know, we only list about a dozen properties each year. That's not because there aren't more to designate. It's just because the process can take a little while, and there are a few bureaucratic hoops to jump through. And so our annual list in Idaho is pretty small, and it's always exciting to tell the property owner that they've been listed. The Owyhee Motorcycle Club is sort of We've got a little cottage industry of motorsport listed properties. The Firebird Raceway was listed in the National Register, I think it was in 2018. So we're also working on a National Register nomination for the Meridian Speedway. So we've sort of got this weird corner on the market of motorsport National Register nominations. And it's always exciting to work with a property owner that's excited about the program and their property and preserving that story.
So Michelle, what's next for the club?
What's next for the club is we have been working on some preservation projects at the club. We've got some historic structures and buildings, and so certainly want to keep the property in as best a shape as it can be. We're working on a full schedule of events for 2023. If anybody's interested in learning more about the club and joining, we have our meetings the first Thursday of each month. So this Thursday evening, we post all of that on our website, that information. Anyone who's interested at all, any business that's interested at all in getting involved in the club or learning more, can reach out directly to me, because we are not open to the public. It would need to be coordinated to get someone onto the property to take a look or to get involved. Because as you had said at the very beginning, we are volunteer based. Everybody who works for this club does it completely in their free time. No one is paid. So we appreciate everyone's support to keep this amazing historic property tucked back there in the foothills for future generations to enjoy.
Well, I want to thank both of you so much for coming on and teaching us a little bit something new about this. So thank you both.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks so much.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Experiencing the news each day can feel like a journey. With Up First from NPR, it doesn't have to be. Welcome to 15 easy minutes of breaking news, clarity on international and national affairs, all handed over not from some floating voice in the sky, from us, Layla, A, Steve, and me, Rachel. Start your day informed. Subscribe to Up First wherever you get your podcasts.